Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
We've been going through a series entitled The Parables of Jesus.
Hemos estado estudiando el serie de las parábolas de Jesucristo.
And this evening we're going to be covering two more parables.
En esta noche vamos a estudiar dos más parábolas.
They are the parables of the wedding feast.
La parábola de la festia de la de bodas,
and the parable of the 10 virgins.
La parábola de las 10 vírgenes.
And so, if you would like to, you can get your Bible and turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 22.
Si quieren, pueden tomar sus Biblias y abren Mateo, capítulo 22.
And as you do, let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Y mientras que hace eso, vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. We pray, Lord, for your anointing, for your blessing upon every word that is shared. I pray that you would give us understanding concerning these two parables. And we pray that most importantly, that you would speak to our hearts concerning, Lord, that which you want for us to learn. And so bless our Bible study. And we ask for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The first parable, the wedding parable of the wedding feast, is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14.
La primera parábola que vamos a estudiar, la parábola de la festia de bodas, se encuentra en Mateo 22, versículos 1 a 14.
And so I'm going to read the parable in English, and then we'll break into it.
Él lo va a leer en inglés y luego vamos a hablar.
I'm reading from the English Standard Version this evening. And it says, "And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, See, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized the servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find. And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to his attendants, Bind him hand and foot, and cast him into outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." This is actually the third of a series of parables that Jesus was speaking to the religious leaders.
Esta parábola es la última de tres parábolas cuando Jesús estaba hablando a los líderes religiosos de Israel.
You can remember last Thursday evening, we had looked at the parable of the two sons and the parable of the tenants.
Si recuerden, la semana pasada hablábamos de la parábola de los dos hijos y la parábola de los labradores malvados.
These two parables that I just mentioned were the first two parables that Jesus talked about that we studied last Thursday evening.
Estudiábamos esos dos parábolas la semana pasada y eran los dos primero.
And this parable of the wedding feast is the third one in a series.
Y esta parábola de la festia de bodas es el tercer parábola de ese grupo.
And in the same way, those first two parables spoke about the religious leaders and Israel.
En la misma manera que esos dos parábolas hablaron a los líderes de Israel.
This parable today, the wedding feast, is also dealing with the religious leaders and Israel.
También esta parábola estaba hablando y tratando con los líderes religiosos en Israel.
And so in chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, with the parable of the wedding feast.
En Mateo 22, leyendo la parábola de la fiesta de bodas.
Jesus begins to describe the kingdom of God as a king who has prepared a marriage feast for his own son.
Jesús describió, hablando acerca de un rey que preparó una boda para su hijo.
And of course, this would be speaking concerning God the Father preparing a wedding feast for his own son, who is Jesus.
Y estos versículos nos hablan de Dios el Padre preparando una fiesta de boda para su hijo, Jesucristo.
And what we read in verses 3 through 4 is that he sends his servants to call those that he had invited to the feast.
Y leemos en versículos 3 y 4 que el rey mandó sus siervos para invitar a la boda.
These that he had called had already been invited. They had received the invitation.
Y estos que recibieron la invitación ya habían sido invitados antes.
Now, in those days, invitations would be sent out for a feast, but the date of the feast wasn't always specified.
En esos días, la invitación estaba enviada antes, pero la fecha de la fiesta no estaba escrita.
And so they were aware that they were invited to a feast, even though they didn't know the date or the time.
Y la gente sabían que tenían invitación a la fiesta, pero no sabían el día ni la hora cuando iba a pasar esa fiesta.
Now you've got to imagine in those days things were a lot simpler than they are today.
Necesitamos imaginarnos y recordar que en esos días las cosas estaban mucho más simple que hoy.
And so they were aware that some feast was coming up, but they didn't know when.
Y la gente sabía que una fiesta iba a pasar, pero no sabían cuándo.
And in this parable, when the king had everything ready, then he sent out his servants to call them to the feast.
Y leemos en esta parábola que cuando el rey tenía todo preparado, él mandó a sus siervos para decirle a los que habían sido invitados.
Now what you'll notice is that he only calls those that are invited. It's not open for everyone, only those that have been invited.
Y aquí leemos que el rey mandó a los siervos solamente a los que habían sido invitados antes, no a cualquier persona, pero directamente a los que habían recibido la invitación.
You know, what's interesting is that the servants are explaining that there's, you know, a big feast waiting for them to partake of.
Y es interesante porque los siervos estaban explicando que había una fiesta y comida y toda preparada para ellos.
Who doesn't turn down such good food that is being described here?
¿Y quién no quiere comer buena comida como está escrita aquí?
And yet, this is what Jesus is describing in this parable.
Y aún esto es lo que Jesús hablaba en esta parábola.
The king sends forth his servants to call them.
El rey mandó a sus siervos para llamarlos.
The servants can be described as the prophets in regards to the prophets speaking the message of God to his own.
Y los siervos representan las profetas, los hombres y mujeres de Dios que hablan las cosas de Dios.
But verses 5 through 6 explain something that was really the message that Jesus was getting across to those religious leaders.
Pero versículos 5 y 6 nos hablan de el mensaje que Jesús tenía para esos líderes religiosos.
And it says in verses 5 and 6, they paid no attention and went off one to his farm, to his own business, And it even says that they seized some of the servants and beat them up and treated them shamefully and even killed them. That's verses 5 and 6.
Pero ellos, sin hacer caso, se fueron uno a su labranza, otro a sus negocios, y otros, tomando a los siervos, los golpearon y los mataron.
This was speaking concerning the history of Israel.
Esto nos habla de la historia de Israel.
Remember, Jesus is speaking this concerning Israel and the religious leaders.
Jesús hablaba estas palabras acerca de Israel y los líderes religiosos.
Sadly, in Israel's history, they had mistreated the prophets.
Tristemente, en la historia de Israel, ellos habían maltratado a los profetas.
They even killed some of them.
Aún mataron a algunos de los profetas.
You can read about that in the chapter of faith in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
Podemos leer esto en el libro de Hebreos, capítulo 11.
And so they mistreated the servants. They didn't listen to the call.
Ellos maltrataron a los siervos y no escucharon el llamado.
And it says they paid no attention, or that literally means they didn't care.
En versículo 5 dice, pero ellos sin hacer caso. Quiere decir que a ellos no le importaba.
They rejected the invitation.
Y rechazaron la invitación.
And so, as would be obvious, in verses 7 through 8, we see the king gets very angry at those that he had invited.
Y como leemos en versículos 7 y 8, el rey se enojó mucho a los que había invitado.
And it says that he was angry at them, and so he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city.
Dice en versículo 7, al oír el rey se enojó y enviando sus ejércitos mató a aquellos y quemó su ciudad.
Again, this happened in Israel's story. Even presently, they had just rejected the message of John the Baptist.
Esto pasó en la historia de Israel y estaba pasando en el tiempo presente de estos versículos porque habían rechazado a Juan el Bautista.
And they were also rejecting the message of Jesus, as we have seen in all three of these parables.
Y también estaban rechazando el mensaje de Jesucristo mismo, como hemos estudiado en estos tres parábolas.
Sadly, most of Israel would reject Jesus as the Messiah.
Tristemente, la mayoría de Israel iba a rechazar a Jesucristo como el Mesías.
And eventually, in AD 70, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and all of this was in judgment for rejecting Jesus Christ.
Eventualmente, los romanos destruyeron a Israel en el año 70 DC y era castigo porque habían rechazado a Jesucristo.
You see, whenever there is a rejection of that gospel message, there will be a payment that will be paid later on.
Necesitamos entender cuando hay alguien que rechaza el evangelio, siempre vamos a ver un castigo o consecuencia.
You see, we have a decision to make. All of us do. In Jesus' day, the religious leaders had a decision to make about Jesus.
Todos nosotros tenemos una decisión que hacer. Y en el día de Jesucristo, aún los líderes religiosos tenían una decisión que hacer también.
If we choose God and we choose to do His will, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Si escogemos hacer la voluntad de Dios, vamos a escoger a Jesucristo como Señor y Salvador.
We will be blessed as God's people and ultimately enjoy heaven or the wedding feast.
Y vamos a ser bendecidos y últimamente vamos a regocijarnos en las bodas del Cordero. Yes.
But everyone has the ability to choose either for or against that invitation.
Y cada uno tiene la opción para hacer la decisión para Jesucristo o rechazar a Jesucristo.
And sadly, many in Jesus' day would reject the message of the gospel, but thankfully, many would also receive it.
Tristemente, muchos rechazaron el mensaje de Jesucristo, pero algunos sí aceptaron este mensaje.
And so when it describes that he destroyed the murderers and burned their city, is describing how angry, in a sense, the king is with his own people that he invited, but rejected his invitation.
Y cuando describe que el rey mató y quemó la ciudad de esta gente, nos enseña que él estaba muy enojado a esas personas por rechazar esta invitación.
And so God would ultimately deal with their rejection, which was very hot, very sad in AD 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed.
Y Dios trató con ellos y era muy triste ver el castigo que pasó en el año 60 DC cuando Roma destruyó a Jerusalén.
So the king then says to his servants, the feast is ready.
Y el rey le dice a sus siervos, pero la festa está preparado.
But those that were invited aren't worthy.
Y los que fueron invitados no son dignos.
And so verses 9 through 10, he says, go therefore into the highways and the byways, so the main roads, and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.
Versículos 9 y 10 dice, ir pues a las salidas de los caminos y llamar a la boda a cuantos hayes. Entonces, okay.
And then it says, and those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with the guests.
Versículo 10 dice, entonces salieron los siervos por los caminos y reunieron a todos los que hallaron, tantos malos como buenos, y la boda se llenó de invitados.
And what ends up happening here is we see how Israel or the Jews would reject the Messiah. Now remember, not all Jews did.
Y lo que vemos aquí es que entendemos que la mayoría de Israel rechazó a Jesucristo como el Mesías. No todos, pero la mayoría.
And what Jesus does here, through this parable, it shows that there would be an open door for the Gentiles to come into the kingdom of God.
Y lo que Jesucristo nos enseña aquí es que en lo que pasó, se abrió la puerta para los gentiles para venir a Jesucristo.
Those that had been invited rejected the invitation.
Los primeros que fueron invitados rechazaron la invitación.
And so the king sends out his servants to invite whosoever will.
Y el rey manda a sus siervos para invitar a cualquier persona que iba a recibir esa invitación.
It even says that they gathered everyone together, even both good and bad, for the feast.
Y nos dice que reunieron a todos, tanto malos como buenos, para esta festa.
And what this is speaking of is that the gospel message would go to the whole earth, both to Jew and Gentile.
Y esto nos habla que el mensaje del evangelio iba a ser para los judíos y los gentiles.
And it even shows that even those that are seemingly good people need the gospel as well as those that are obviously bad.
Y también nos enseña que las personas que son buenas también necesitan el evangelio tanto como las personas cual se llaman malos.
Everyone needs salvation.
Cada persona necesita salvación.
And so we see that now the wedding hall is filled with guests.
Y leemos que la fiesta para la boda estaba llena de los que habían sido invitados.
But in verses 11 and 12, we find an interesting situation arise.
Pero en versículos 11 y 12 leemos algo muy interesante que pasó.
Now remember, the original ones that were invited rejected the invitation.
Recuerde que los primeros que fueron invitados rechazaron la invitación.
So then the king's servants invite anyone to come in to this wedding feast.
Entonces los siervos fueron a invitar los demás para esta fiesta.
And it was customary in those days.
Era costumbre en esos días.
When a king made a huge feast and had invited many guests to attend.
Cuando el rey invitaba a personas para atender la festa.
The one that invited them would come and behold or view the guests.
El que había hecho la invitación iba a estar allí para mirar a todas las personas.
And so he would do exactly this as we read in verses 11 through 12. And it says, "But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless."
En versículo 11 dice, cuando entró el rey para ver a los invitados, vio allí un hombre que no estaba vestido de bodas, y le dijo, amigo, ¿cómo entraste aquí sin estar vestido de bodas? Pero él guardó silencio.
What's interesting is that, like was said earlier, it was customary for the one that invited the guests to go and view the guests.
Como hemos dicho, era costumbre que el rey que hizo la invitación iba a estar allí para ver a los invitados.
And so when the king goes in to view the guests, he sees someone that is obviously not dressed appropriately in comparison to the rest of the guests.
Y cuando entró el rey, él vio un hombre que estaba diferente en comparación a los demás invitados.
He says, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?"
Y le preguntó, amigo, ¿cómo entraste aquí sin estar vestido de bodas?
So obviously, the rest of the guests had on a wedding garment.
Y entendemos claramente que los demás invitados tenían vestidura para la boda.
But this person didn't have it on.
Pero este hombre no tenía vestidura para la boda.
So he just stood out of the crowd. It was obvious he wasn't dressed appropriately.
Y era muy obvio que él no estaba vestido como los demás.
Now, the question may arise, well, why didn't he have on the wedding garment?
Y la pregunta puede ser, entonces, ¿por qué él no tenía vestidura para de boda?
Well, there's two different scenarios that we can bring out that may help us.
Hay dos escenarios posibles que vamos a ver.
First of all, there's nothing in the text that tells us that he didn't have time or that he should have had the time to get a wedding garment to wear to the wedding.
Primeramente, no hay nada en la escritura que nos enseña que él no tenía tiempo para estar vestido de boda.
In other words, there was time for him to prepare for this wedding feast, but he didn't.
Entonces, queremos entender que este hombre tenía suficiente tiempo para preparar y estar vestido para la boda como los demás.
The second scenario here is usually the king that would make a large feast like this would provide a garment for his guests.
Y la segunda posiblemente causa era que el rey que estaba haciendo la fiesta, él iba a proveer vestidura para la boda y los invitados.
And so this very well could have been the case in this story.
Y esto puede ser posiblemente lo que pasó.
The king would have provided the garment or the wedding clothes, if you will, for him to wear.
El rey estaba proveyendo la vestidura de boda para los invitados y para este hombre para usar.
And so the king would have known exactly what kind of garment these guests should have been wearing.
Entonces el rey iba a saber muy bien cómo iba a estar vestidos todos los invitados.
But this man thought in his mind, I can dress up however I want, and I will be able to participate in the feast.
Pero este hombre pensó, yo me puedo vestir como yo quiero y puedo asistir a esta boda.
But in a sense, what's happening is this man is wearing his own garment and not the garment that the king provided.
Entonces, lo que queremos entender es que este hombre estaba vestido con lo que él quería, su vestidura misma, en vez de la vestidura que el rey proveyó para los invitados.
Now, this parable is speaking concerning an invitation.
Y esta parábola nos habla de una invitación.
Both good and bad have been called to the feast.
Buenos y malos han estado invitados a esta fiesta.
This is speaking about the message of the gospel and those that will respond to the message of the gospel.
Y esto nos habla del mensaje del evangelio y cómo la gente responde al mensaje del evangelio.
When we receive the gospel or we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior by faith,
cuando nosotros recibimos el Evangelio y a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador por fe,
we are, in a sense, robed with the righteousness of Christ.
En una manera, nosotros estamos con la vestidura de la justicia de Cristo.
That means that we come into God's presence not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ alone.
Esto nos enseña que nosotros no entramos a la presencia de Dios en nuestra misma justicia, sino por la justicia de Jesucristo solamente.
And in a way, this story is bringing out that this gentleman assumed that he can come into God's presence in his own righteousness, not in the righteousness of Christ.
Y esta parábola nos enseña que este hombre pensó que él podía estar en la boda en su misma justicia y rechazar la vestidura que estaba proveída por él.
And so then when the king asked him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? The scripture says he was speechless.
Y la escritura dice, cuando el rey dijo, amigo, ¿cómo entraste aquí sin estar vestido de boda? El hombre guardó silencio.
And what that means is that there is no possible way for a person to stand in God's presence outside of the righteousness of Christ.
Y esto nos enseña que no hay ninguna manera que una persona se puede parar delante de la justicia y presencia de Dios sin la justicia de Jesucristo.
The law of God, which displays the holiness of God, ultimately condemns every man.
La ley de Dios, que nos enseña la santidad de Dios, últimamente condena a cada hombre.
And so this man outside of Christ is left in his sin.
Entonces, este hombre afuera de Jesucristo se encuentra en pecado.
He had responded to the message, but he didn't robe himself in the righteousness of Christ by faith.
Él respondió a la invitación, pero no fue vestido por con la justicia de Jesús.
This is like the person that attends church, maybe even faithfully.
Esto nos habla de personas que atienden a la iglesia y con fidelidad.
They may be very religious, quote unquote.
Y quizás son muy religiosos.
But they have never been born again.
Pero no han sido salvados y perdonados por sus pecados.
They have never truly opened their heart and received Jesus Christ. One way for man to be saved, and when I say man, I mean both male and female.
Y esto nos enseña que hay solamente un camino, una manera para que el hombre y la mujer pueden ser salvos.
There are false gospels out there that would seemingly say you can get to heaven this way or doing these things. But sadly, it's like a person sitting there at the table without the wedding garment on.
Hay muchas religiones en nuestros días que tienen un mensaje diferente y nos dicen que podemos tener salvación en hacer buenas obras o en hacer estas cosas buenas, pero es como el hombre que estaba sentado allí a la mesa y el rey vio que no estaba vestido de bodas.
And what this is describing is literally the place called hell.
Y este versículo está describiendo el infierno.
And it might sound very harsh here, but the wedding garment was supplied by the king.
Y pueden, las palabras se pueden oír, palabras muy difíciles para aceptar, pero la verdad es que el rey proveyó la vestidura para la boda.
And sadly, he chose to do it his own way and would ultimately end up being rejected.
Y tristemente, este hombre escogió hacerlo de su manera que él quería y por eso fue castigado.
And that's why verse 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen."
Y versículo 14 nos dice, "Pues muchos son llamados, pero pocos escogidos."
And what this is saying is that many people hear the call of the gospel.
Y esto nos enseña que mucha gente pueden oír el llamado del evangelio.
But only a certain percentage respond properly to the gospel.
Pero tristemente, un cierto número responden al evangelio de la manera que deben.
You see, it's not enough to become religious churchgoers.
No es suficiente hacernos religiosos y personas que asisten a la iglesia.
It's that we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We put on that righteousness of God, which is supplied through Christ.
Simplemente es en recibir a Jesucristo como Salvador y poner la vestidura de su justicia que Él ha proveído como nuestro Salvador.
And when we do it properly, then we are accepted before God.
Y cuando lo hacemos de la manera correcta, somos aceptados en los ojos de Dios.
And so we need to understand that God truly invites many people of different kinds into his kingdom.
Necesitamos entender que Dios invita a muchas personas a su reino.
But if we reject God's invitation, it leads to judgment.
Pero en rechazar esa invitación trae condenación.
And so we need to serve the Lord properly.
Entonces necesitamos servirle a Dios de la manera propia.
And if we try to do it our own way, we will ultimately face eternal punishment.
Y si tratamos de hacerlo de nuestra manera, últimamente vamos a recibir el castigo eterno.
This parable is again Jesus speaking to those church leaders, the religious leaders of his day.
Una vez más, esta parábola era que Jesús estaba hablando a los líderes religiosos de Israel de ese día.
And so he's telling them, there's a right way. Choose the right way, and there will be life, and there will be happiness in Christ.
Y Jesús le estaba diciendo que hay una manera correcta, una manera para vida. Escoge esa manera para vivir en la paz y gozo de Dios.
And there will be the enjoying of that wedding feast if we will do it God's way.
Y en hacerlo de la manera que Dios quiere, vamos a regocijarnos en esas bodas y en esa fiesta.
Now let's go to our second parable this evening.
Ahora queremos estudiar nuestro segundo parábola.
It's in Matthew chapter 25.
Se encuentra en Mateo 25.
Verses 1 through 13.
Versículos 1 a 13.
And I'm going to read it in English, and it says this. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This parable is actually a part of Matthew chapter 24.
Esta parábola es parte de Mateo 24.
In Matthew chapter 24, this chapter is known as the Olivet Discourse.
En Mateo 24 se conoce como el discurso de Olivet.
And so in Matthew 24, Jesus is describing the things that will happen at the end of the world.
En Mateo 24, Jesús describe las cosas que van a pasar al fin del mundo.
And in Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
Y en Mateo 24, versículo 45.
As Jesus closed this Olivet Discourse, talking about what would happen at the end of the world.
En cerrar este discurso y estaba hablando acerca de las cosas que iban a pasar al fin del mundo.
He talked about the faithful and the wise servant.
Él habló de el sirviente que estaba sabio.
And he says, "Who then is faithful and the wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time?"
Dice, ¿quién es, pues, el siervo fiel y prudente al cual puso su señor sobre su casa para que les dé el alimento? I lost it, sorry.
And so then it says, "Blessed is the servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes."
Bienaventurado aquel siervo al cual, cuando su señor venga, lo halle haciendo así.
He's saying the wise servant will be faithful in what he's doing.
Él dice el siervo prudente va a ser fiel en lo que hace.
But then he brings up the wicked servant in verse 48.
Y en versículo 48 nos habló de el siervo malvado.
And so he becomes unfaithful in the work that he's supposed to do.
Quien fue no era fiel en su trabajo.
And so this is how Matthew 24 closes, talking about the wise and the wicked servant.
Y este capítulo cerró en hablar de el siervo que era malo y no era fiel.
So this parable of the 10 virgins follows what Jesus has just said about these servants.
Entonces, el parábola de las 10 vírgenes siguió después que Jesús habló esas palabras.
And what Matthew chapter 25, or the parable of the 10 virgins, is going to illustrate is the importance of being prepared.
Entonces, la parábola de las 10 vírgenes nos habla de la importancia de estar preparados.
And so he begins to start off by illustrating or telling the story of these 10 virgins.
Él empezó en hablar de las 10 vírgenes.
And what we notice about these 10 virgins as they're described is they are all described the exact same way.
Y no, podemos fijarnos que estos 10 vírgenes están describidos de la misma manera.
And what this is helping us to see is that it's the wise and the foolish virgins are identical except for how they prepare.
Y los prudentes vírgenes en comparación a los insensatos vírgenes se pueden comparar de la misma manera, pero como prepararon era muy diferente.
Now, what you see in the story is that they all had lamps.
Podemos ver en la historia que todas estas vírgenes tenían sus lámparas.
And when the bridegroom was delayed,
y cuando el novio se tardó en venir,
they all became sleepy and fell asleep.
Todos se cansaron y durmieron.
When the cry came that the bridegroom had arrived, they all heard that cry.
Pero a medianoche, cuando el clamor vino del novio, todos escucharon ese clamor.
And in verse 7 it says, they all rose up and trimmed their lamps.
Versículo 7 dice, entonces todas aquellas vírgenes se levantaron y alegraron sus lámparas.
But you'll see the difference in verses 3 and 4, where the wise took extra oil, an extra flask of oil with them.
Pero leemos en versículos 3 y 4 la diferencia, porque los prudentes tomaron aceite extra para sus lámparas.
But the foolish didn't take the extra oil.
Pero los insensatas no tomaron aceite extra.
And so in verse 8, it says, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
Versículo 8 dice, y las insensatas dijeron a las prudentes, darnos de vuestra aceite porque nuestras lámparas se apagan.
And so we see their response, and sometimes that can be troubling as we read this parable.
Y leemos cómo contestaron, y a veces nos puede molestar en ver cómo contestaron aquí.
In verse 9, very strong spiritual point.
Pero en esta parábola, Jesucristo está haciendo un punto muy importante espiritual.
Like I said earlier, it's important to be ready for the coming of Jesus.
Como dije antes, es muy importante estar preparados para la venida de Jesucristo.
But without the transferring of the oil,
pero sin recibir suficiente aceite,
listen, spiritual preparedness may not be transferred from one individual to another.
La preparación no puede estar transferado a otra persona espiritualmente.
All people are responsible for themselves.
Cada persona es responsable por él o ella misma.
The scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
La escritura nos dice que debemos obtener y trabajar en nuestra salvación con el temor de Dios.
I must be prepared as an individual. I can't transfer my preparedness to my wife or vice versa, to my kids or anyone else.
Como individual, yo necesito estar preparado. No puedo dar de mi preparación a mi esposo o a mis hijos o a cualquier persona.
And so this is showing us this truth. We cannot transfer preparedness to anyone else.
Esto está hablando la verdad. No podemos dar de nuestra preparación a alguien más.
You've probably heard this said before, but even our children can go into heaven on our coattails.
Quizás han escuchado que aún nuestros hijos no van a entrar en el cielo tratando de conectarse con nuestra vestidura.
No, we are all invited to the feast like we studied earlier. We all have that personal decision to make.
Como estudiábamos en la otra parábola, cada uno hemos recibido invitación y cada uno de nosotros necesitamos hacer la decisión personalmente.
And so because the foolish weren't prepared, they had to go and purchase some oil in the shops that were open at this time.
Entonces, porque las insensatas vírgenes no estaban preparados con suficiente aceite, tuvieron que ir a comprar más aceite.
And sadly, while they went to go and purchase this oil, the scripture says in verse 10 that the bridegroom came and those who were ready went into him to the marriage feast and the door was shut. Verse 11, afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you.
Versículos 10 y 11 dicen, pero mientras ellas iban a comprar, llegó el novio, y las que estaban preparadas entraron con él a la boda, y se cerró la puerta. Después llegaron también las otras vírgenes, diciendo, Señor, Señor, ábrenos. Pero él respondiendo, dijo, de cierto os digo que no os conozco.
Now, remember in this parable, Jesus is talking about being prepared for his arrival.
Recuerde, en esta parábola, Jesús nos está hablando de estar preparado para su venida.
But sadly, the foolish were not ready.
Y, tristemente, los insensatas vírgenes no estaban preparadas.
The door was shut, and he even, after they knocked on the door, he says, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
Se cerró la puerta y después él les dijo, no os conozco.
And so he's describing the reality of the fact that these foolish ones were not intimately acquainted with him, because if they really knew him, they would have prepared themselves.
Y nos habla de la realidad que estas cinco vírgenes que no estaban preparadas, no estaban acerca a él en una manera íntima, porque si hubiera ser así, ellos iban a estar preparados.
And so Jesus closed this parable by saying, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
Versículo 13, Jesús cerró esta parábola diciendo, velad pues, porque no sabéis el día ni la hora en que el hombre, Hijo del Hombre, ha de venir.
And so this parable is following what he had just spoken about the wise and the wicked servants.
Y esta parábola siguió después de que él habló de los siervos prudentes y los siervos que eran malos.
He was talking about those that will be faithful in the work of God until he arrives.
Estaba hablando de aquellos que iban a seguir fiel en su trabajo hasta que él viniera.
But this parable of the 10 virgins is describing how important it is to be prepared.
Y esta parábola de las 10 vírgenes nos habla de la importancia de estar preparados.
And what this can bring out is that God may delay his coming longer than people expect.
Y esto nos enseña que el Señor puede retrasar su venida más tiempo que la gente espera.
And like the wise bridesmaids, God's followers must be prepared for such a delay.
Igualmente, como las damas sabias, las vírgenes prudentes de honor, sus seguidores deben de estar preparados para cuando él regrese.
And lastly, like the foolish bridesmaids, those who do not prepare adequately may discover a point beyond which there is no return.
Igualmente, como las insensatas vírgenes, aquellos que no se preparan adecuadamente pueden descubrir un punto más allá de cual no hay retorno.
When the end comes, it will be too late to undo the damage of neglect.
Y cuando llegue el fin, será demasiado tarde para cambiar el daño de la de no estar preparados.
We are living in the last days.
Nosotros estamos viviendo en los últimos días.
And we must be careful that we don't neglect our spiritual lives.
Y tenemos que tener cuidado que no vamos a no estar preparados en nuestra vida espiritualmente.
No, we need to be ready and waiting for the coming of Jesus.
No, debemos de estar listos, preparados y esperando la venida de Jesucristo.
And so thank God for what we've learned in these parables this evening.
Y gracias a Dios por lo que hemos estudiado en estos dos parábolas.
Let's be those that don't try to earn our own way into the wedding feast.
No queremos ser como aquellos que van a tratar de hacer buenas obras para ganar entrada a la boda.
No, let's put on the garments that God has provided, which is the righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus alone.
Vamos a poner la vestidura que Dios ha proveído y es la justicia de Cristo mismo solamente por Él.
We need to do it God's way.
Tenemos que hacerlo de la manera que es de Dios.
And lastly, let's be prepared for the coming of Jesus, which will happen very soon.
Y últimamente, vamos a prepararnos para la venida de Jesucristo que puede pasar a cualquier momento.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we thank you for all that we have been studying with these parables. Continue to open them up, we pray. And we ask that, Lord, you would just use what we have studied to provoke us, to draw us closer to you, to understand your heart and your ways. Help us not to neglect, Lord God, our own faith or be not prepared. Help us instead to be ready. Help us, Lord God, to understand that there is only one garment that's provided, which is righteousness by faith. And so I pray that you'd open up your word and bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.